平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
愿神恩惠常常与大家同在。
May the grace of God be with you always.
这礼拜在喜乐坡，我们有这个高中班学龄高中班的神训。
We have the regional high school theological seminar in the Hillsboro Church.
那有些比较小的朋友因为路途远，所以就先哥哥们到教会来。
And there are some brothers and sisters, they're younger, and because they are from afar, they came to church earlier.
那有个很小的小朋友也跟着我们跪着祷告比较久哦。
And there was a very young student who knelt down to pray with us for a longer duration of time.
我看他一直掉眼泪啊。
And I saw that this young student kept shedding tears.
四年级的学生怎么眼泪那么多呢？
And I thought, oh, this person is only 10 years old. How come they are filled with tears?
我就问他，结束的时候。
After the prayer, I asked him.
你膝盖痛吗？
Does your knees hurt?
没有。
He said no.
你肚子饿吗？
He said, is your stomach hungry?
因为我们禁食祷告嘛。
Because we had fasted and prayed.
我说没有。
He said no.
你不舒服吗？
I said, are you not feeling well?
没有。
He said, no.
为什么哭呢?
Then I asked him, why are you crying?
我不知道。
He said, I don't know.
不知道他为什么哭。
He doesn't know why he was crying.
后来我问他说, 你想家吗?
So I said, are you homesick? He said, yes.
可能第一次离开家哦。
Perhaps it was the first time he had left home.
所以很想家。
Therefore, he was very homesick.
他说他也为自己在求圣灵。
He mentioned he was praying for the Holy Spirit.
也在为家里的人祷告。
He was also praying for his family members.
我们来看诗篇的五十六篇第八节。
Let us turn to Psalm 56, verse 8.
诗篇五十六篇第八节。
Psalm 56, verse 8.
五十六篇第八节。
56, verse 8.
我几次流离，你都记数，求你把我的眼泪装在你的皮带里。这不都记在你的册上吗？请读。
You number my wanderings, put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book?
其实像这个小朋友离开家，他会想家。
This young student left home, and he was very homesick.
圣经讲我们流离呀，我们所受的苦啊，神都会纪念。
The Bible tells us when we shed tears, all of the sufferings we've encountered, God will remember.
都是做记在神的生命册上面。
For they are all written in the book of life.
神有一个瓶子，有一个皮带。
God has a bottle.
他来收集珍藏我们受苦的经历，我们珍贵的眼泪。
And the bottle will contain all of the sufferings we have gone through and all of the tears we have shed.
这个小朋友的眼泪让小弟想到约瑟一生也哭了大约五次哦。
And the young student's tears reminded me of the five times that Joseph cried.
我相信约瑟的眼泪也是收在神的皮带里面。
And I feel that Joseph's tears are also gathered in God's bottle.
因为那是流离的眼泪啊。
Because they were tears out of wandering.
我们今天早上就用约瑟的眼泪被神纪念，神皮带里的眼泪来谈约瑟的五次哭泣的学习。
So this morning we will talk about the five times that Joseph cried and his tears that were collected in God's bottle.
很奇妙哦，约瑟被卖的时候呢，圣经上没有记载他掉眼泪，创世纪没有记载。
In the book of Genesis, the Bible does not record that Joseph wept when he was sold.
然后神祝福他哦，做奴隶的时候，从野外一直做到家里，从家里一直做到总管。
And God blessed him so that he was only a mere slave, but then he became a servant in the household, and later he became the guardian of the household.
最后在他顺利的时候呢，却被误会，又被下到监牢里面去。
But while he was very successful, he had a misunderstanding, and he was thrown into the prison.
身上也没有记载他在监狱里面掉一颗眼泪。
The Bible does not record that he shed a single tear while he was in prison.
他的眼泪都是在他跟家人相见的时候想起自己的生命所掉出来的。
His tears did not flow until he met his family and he thought of all he had encountered.
他家里人来敌量不认识的约瑟。
When his family came to meet him, they did not know him.
约瑟呢就趁机会 跟他们讲啊，下次来一定要带我的弟弟便雅悯来。
So Joseph used this opportunity to tell them, next time you come, you must bring my younger brother.
为了确定他们带人来了，就把西缅把他关起来，留下来。
In order to guarantee that they will come back, he put Simeon in prison.
后来他们真的又把敌的粮吃掉了。第二次啊，带着便雅悯啊，来到啊约瑟这里。
When they had exhausted all of their food supplies, they returned the second time, and indeed this time they brought their younger brother Benjamin.
圣上记载，他约瑟见到便雅悯的时候是一个什么样的情形呢？
And the Bible records what situation when Joseph met Benjamin.
我们来看四十三章，创世纪四十三章。
Let us read Genesis chapter 43.
二十六节开始哈。
From verse 26.
二十六节，四十三章二十六节。
Chapter 43, verse 26.
四十三章二十六节。Next slide, please. 约瑟来到家里，他们把手中的礼物拿进去，给他，又俯伏在地上向他下拜。二十七节。
Verse 27.
约瑟问他们好，又问你们的父亲，就是你们所说的那位老人家平安吗？他还在吗？约瑟首先问父亲平安吗？
First, Joseph asked whether his father was well.
那二十八节他们就这样回答。
Verse 28, they replied.
你的仆人，我们的父亲平安他还在。
Your servant, our father, is in good health. He is still alive.
他们就低下头下拜，因为他是一个宰相。
They bowed their heads down and prostrated themselves.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
那约瑟一抬头呢，就看见他这个同母同父的这个兄弟便雅悯
Then he saw his brother Benjamin from his mother.
然后就问大家说，你们像我所说的那个小兄弟，这是这位吗？
So he said, is this your younger brother of whom you spoke to me?
根本不用等他们回答，因为他认得的。
He didn't need to wait for the response because he recognized
him. 所以圣经上讲，又说，接着他就马上讲了。
Immediately he spoke.
小儿啊，愿神施恩给你。
God be gracious to you, my son.
你可以想象，这个时候他一讲出这句话，他眼眶已经红了。他眼睛已经聚满了泪水。
You can imagine when he spoke these words that his eyes were already red and his eyes were filled with tears.
三十节。
Verse 30.
约瑟爱弟之情发动，就急忙寻找可哭之地，进入自己的屋里哭了一场。请读。
Now his heart yearned for his brother, so Joseph made haste and sought somewhere to weep, and he went into his chamber and wept there.
哇，这个师弟之情啊，一发作啊，真的很难隐忍得住啊。
When his heart was filled with yearning, it was too emotional that he could not keep in his tears.
所以他不能让人家知道啊，他这个时候很，弟弟们还以为他是埃及的宰相啊，所以要躲起来哭哦。
He could not let his brothers see him cry, so that's why he hid himself.
三十一节，
Verse 31,
他洗脸出来，勉强隐忍啊。其实他出来还是那个感情啊，还是要把他忍住哦，因为实在是太想念这位弟弟了。
Then he washed his face and came out, and he restrained himself. He had to restrain himself because he was filled with emotions for his brother.
三十四节呢，后来他们一起吃饭的时候。这个约瑟啊，给便雅悯的食物比别人多五倍啊。
And in verse 34, it tells us that when they looked at the food servings, Benjamin's serving was more five times more than any of the other brothers.
所以我们看到约瑟对自己亲弟弟真的非常有情分。
We see that Joseph was filled with love for his kindred brother.
圣经上讲朋友乃时常亲爱，兄弟为患难而生。朋友是很亲爱的，那么兄弟呢？因为患难他们可以一起面对患难，为了患难来生下来的。
And there's a Chinese proverb that says,
a Bible verse.
There's a Bible verse that says, friends are very kindred, and brothers can face adversity together.
我们中国人说呢，打老虎捉贼都要亲兄弟。
And there's another saying that if you want to chase after the robber or fight a tiger, you must have a brother with you.
因为你们很了解，可以彼此合作面对困难。
Since you understand one another very well, you can face adversity together.
所以我们对我们的兄弟要很有情分。
Therefore, we must have compassion for our brothers.
圣经上有一个劳良的禾场就是大卫后来建圣殿的地方。
There is a place where Solomon eventually erected the
这里发生了一个故事、啊、
But there was a story that happened there.
就是两个兄弟、啊、彼此非常的相爱。
There was two brothers that loved each other very much.
这个他们在收割的时候、啊、哥哥就想到呢、啊、弟弟还没有结婚、啊、所以晚上就偷偷的、啊、从他的 河地、啊啊、运一些粮、啊、到弟弟的禾场。
They were threshing the grain, and the older brother realized that his younger brother was not yet married. So he would go into his grain, grain fold and put more grain there.
然后弟弟呢想到哥哥啊有太太啊需要更多的食物，所以晚上也偷偷的啊啊运一些粮啊到哥哥的禾场。
But the younger brother would.Thought, my older brother is married, he has a wife he has to take care of, so in the middle of the night, he'll go to his brother's grain threshold and get some grain.
怎么看到自己的禾场的粮没有减少呢?
But the next morning when they woke, they realized that their grain was the same amount.
所以他们晚上又再做一次。
So in the middle of the night, they would steal over to each other's place
and get
more grain.
之后、啊、这个都一样。
But after a few days, they realized that the amount of grain they had was the same.
有一天晚上啊，他们在路上遇到了。
So one time when they were walking at night, they met one another.
哦，发觉到原来啊，对方是这么样的爱自己啊，就相拥而泣。
And they realized how much they loved one another, so they embraced and shed tears.
所以亚伯拉罕跟罗德这样讲。
That is why Abraham said to Lot,
你我不可相争。
You and I should not dispute.
你的仆人跟我的仆人也不可以相争。
Your servants and my servants should not dispute.
因为我们是兄弟。
Because we are brethren.
那个中文说我们是骨肉，你看英文他讲，因为我们是兄弟。
The Chinese Bible says because we are of the same bones and flesh.
所以神要让我们照顾自己亲兄弟。
God wants us to take care of our kindred brothers and sisters.
有一次神问该隐说你的兄弟在哪里呢?
One time God asked Cain, where is your brother?
那该隐就说 am I my brother's keeper? 我是照管我兄弟的人吗?
Cain replied, am I my brother's keeper?
其实神就是让我们做我们兄弟的照管的人。
But God wants us to be our brother's keeper.
所以我们看到约瑟对他的弟弟真的很有情分哦。
So we see Joseph has great emotions for his younger brother.
我相信这样的眼泪一定是装在神的皮带里面。
And I feel that all of these, his tears were gathered in God's bottle.
有一个哥哥也觉得他的弟弟对他很有情分。
There's an elder brother who felt that his younger brother gave him lots of love.
弟弟住台湾，哥哥住美国。
The younger brother lives in Taiwan, and the older brother lives in the States.
每次哥哥回台湾，都觉得说不要添家里的麻烦接车不用了，坐国光号就可以了。
When the older brother returns back to Taiwan, he doesn't want to give anybody an additional hassle, so he would take the public transportation.
弟弟总是有办法找到他的 schedule， 然后在机场巴巴的望着他出来。
But the younger brother would have a way of finding out his exact flight schedule, so he would be at the airport waiting for him.
他知道哥哥的孩子上了名校，可能没有办法送他的孩子去学校。
He realized that his older brother's children got into a very prestigious schools, and perhaps he could not afford it.
弟弟跟太太商量说我们来为这个哥哥的孩子出学费好不好？
So the younger brother talked with his wife and said, let us pay for the tuition of my brother's children.
他的太太也非常的高兴。
And the younger brother's wife was also very pleased.
虽然这个哥哥觉得这样的事是不可能的，怎么可以让弟弟这样破费呢？
Even the older brother felt that he should not do so. How could he let his younger brother pay for him?
但是心中就觉得这个兄弟实在非常有情分。
But in his heart, he felt that his younger brother showed him a lot of love.
约瑟后来第二次哭泣也是跟兄弟之间的事情。
The second time Joseph cried was also due to his brethren relationships.
后来这个他们提了粮就要回家，可是约瑟就想说要把便雅悯留下来。
After they received the food provisions, they were ready to go home, but Joseph wanted to detain Benjamin.
他就用计让便雅悯的这个皮带里面给他偷偷的放了自己的银杯就要诬赖是便雅悯偷的，用这种方法把便雅悯留在自己的身边。
He thought of a plot and he put his silver cup into Benjamin's sack so that he could say Benjamin stole his cup.
所以约瑟的仆人对他的兄弟们讲，那个杯子在谁的皮带里面找到，他就要做我们的奴隶，其他人通通可以回家。
Therefore, Joseph's servant says, whoever sack is found with the silver cup will be our servant. Everyone else can go home.
谁知道这个哥哥们都跟着便雅悯回到约瑟面前来了。
Who knew that Benjamin, along with his other brothers, returned to the presence of Joseph?
这个时候呢，其实我在想，自己在读经啊，想说其实约瑟啊，对哥哥以前卖他这个，就是的情形可能哈，还有一点点芥蒂啊，所以他没有办法相认啊。
I felt that when I was reading this passage, that Joseph perhaps still remembered that his brothers had sold him before, and so he was not able to embrace them as his brothers.
所以你们可以回去啊，也可以照顾爸爸，弟弟留下来就好了。
Therefore, he said, "You can return home and take care of my dad, but my younger brother Benjamin will remain."
把想不到这时候，犹大真的把他的心打开了。
But he did not realize that at that time Judah would open up his heart.
那犹大怎么打开他的心的呢？
How did Judah open up his heart?
我们看创世纪44章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 44.
这是犹大在跟约瑟解释整个情形，他不认整个情形了哈。
This is when Judah explained the entire situation to Joseph.
44章的27节。
Chapter 44, verse 27.
你仆人我父亲对我们讲啊，你知道我的妻子给我生两个儿子。28节。
Verse 28.
一个离开我出去了，我说他必是被撕碎了，直到今日我还没有见他。现在你们又要把这个带去离开我，倘若他遭害，那便是你们叫我白发苍苍、悲悲惨惨的下阴间的。啊，当约瑟啊要把便雅悯留下的时候，犹大就解释说。他爸爸跟他们讲了一段话。
And when they realized that Joseph was about to detain Benjamin, Judah told them a story.
这时候约瑟才听到，原来爸爸以为他真的是被野兽吃掉了。
It was then that Joseph realized that his father thought that he was torn into pieces by a wild beast.
也可以看到这个爸爸对弟弟啊这么喜爱啊，就是不愿意让便雅悯啊跟着来啊。
And he could also see the love that his dad had for Benjamin. He was unwilling to let Benjamin come.
那我们再看30节。
Let us read verse 30.
我的父亲的命跟这童子的命相连哦。连如今我回到你仆人我父亲那里去，若没有童子与我们同在，我们的父亲见没有童子，他就必死哦。所以这个孩子啊，对我父亲太重要，是我父亲的命根子啊。如果没有看到这个孩子，我父亲一定会死掉，会悲悲惨惨的下阴间去了。
And Judah said, the life of my father is tied with the life of this lad, and when he does not see the lad, it will surely bring him down to the grave.
所以32节啊，犹大继续讲。
So verse 32, Judah continued.
因为仆人曾向我父亲为这童子作保啊，说我若不带这他回来交给父亲，我便在父亲面前永远担罪啊。所以犹大啊，为这个孩子作保啊。
Judah had served as a guarantee for Benjamin.
33节。
Verse 33.
现在求你容仆人住下，替这童子做我主人的仆人，叫童子和哥哥们一同上去。34节。
34.
若童子不和我同去，我怎能上去见我父亲呢？恐怕我见灾祸临到我父亲身上。哦，这个犹大真的非常有孝心哦。
Judah was filled with filial piety.
哦，他真的不愿意看到这个灾难临到父亲身上。
He was unwilling to see the evil that would come upon his father.
啊，所以他宁愿呢替这个童子住下来做奴仆。
So he was willing to be a substitute for the lad and remain as a servant.
我们知道这是非常不简单的。
We know this is not an easy task.
因为犹大本身也有家庭哦。
For Judah had his own family.
他也有孩子哦。
He had his own children.
他宁愿自己被留下来当奴隶啊。
But he was willing to remain as a slave.
所以这个爱啊，真的是很感人哦。
Therefore, the love can touch many people.
圣经上讲啊，人为朋友舍命，人的爱没有比这个更大的。
The Bible tells us that there is no greater love than when a friend lays down his life for his friend.
犹大愿意啊，爱弟弟到啊，替弟弟啊来这个做奴隶啊。
Judah loved his brother to the point he was willing to become a slave on his behalf.
啊，这个也是出于对父亲的孝心呢。
And this love also stems from his filial piety.
哦，就是因为这样子啊，把那个约瑟的心给打开了。
Because of this, they were able to touch Joseph's heart.
所以约瑟又大哭啊。
Therefore, Joseph wept loudly.
我们看45章第1节。
Let us read chapter 45, verse 1.
45章第1节。
Chapter 45, verse 1.
约瑟在左右站着的人面前情不自禁，吩咐一声说：“人都要离我出去。”啊，请读。
Then Joseph could not restrain himself before all those who stood by him, and he cried out, "Make everyone go out from me."
啊，约瑟和弟兄们就相认的时候，没有一个人站在他面前。第二节。
So no one stood with him while Joseph made himself known to his brothers.
他就放声大哭啊。
And he wept aloud.
埃及和法老中的人都听见了。
And the Egyptians in the house of Pharaoh heard it.
哦，他的那个水坝的堤啊，已经打开了。
The bottles that held back his tear was opened.
Dam, 哦，水坝。
The dam that held back his tears was opened.
哭到啊，全埃及家里的人都听得见。
He wept so loud that the Egyptians in the house of Pharaoh heard it.
我想他心中感触一定很多。
I think he must have many feelings, emotions in his heart.
啊，十几年来这种流浪的苦。
After so many years of suffering and wandering.
这几年来心中的那种悲伤，那种孤单。
All of the loneliness, all of the sadness from so many years.
这十几年来那种积压的眼泪。
All these years of keeping back his tears.
他可能印象当中，哥哥们还是那个无情的。把他丢在坑里面，又把他卖给外国人的那些无情的人。
In his memory, his brothers were probably the compassionless brothers who had thrown him into a pit and sold him to foreigners.
如今竟然变得啊这么有爱心呢、啊、
？But suddenly he realized that they are filled with love.
所以他把十几年来积压的情感啊，用他的声音呢、啊，把它发泄出来。
Therefore, he wept aloud with his voice all of those gathered years of emotion.
啊，他就跟他的兄弟们相认。
And he made himself known to his brothers.
真的有时候相认的时候啊，那种情绪啊，是非常的很难把持得住的。
When you make yourself known to someone, it is very hard to withhold your emotions.
啊，小弟有个叔叔啊，从小就给人家啊当孩子。
I have an uncle that was given as a child to somebody else.
因为我的祖母生了好多孩子，将近十个孩子。
Because my grandmother had many children.
所以她没有办法养这个最小的孩子。
She was unable to take care of the youngest child.
所以就送给我们教会一个弟兄。
So she gave her child away to a brother in church.
后来我叔叔长大到台北来念大学。
And later, when my uncle grew up, he went to Taipei to study college.
那时候祖母跟我们住在台北的家。
That time, my grandmother lived with us in the house in Taipei.
我叔叔就跑来相认了。
And my uncle came to make himself known to my grandmother.
啊，那场相认，我一直印象当中记得我祖母啊，重复讲一句话。
And I will remember when they made themselves known to each other and what my grandmother kept saying.
啊，她说，我的孩子啊，我的孩子啊，一直哭啊，一直叫，我的小儿子，我的小儿子。
And she kept weeping, and all she could say over and over was, "My youngest son."
原来相认的场景啊是非常感人的。
The scene when people make themselves known to each other is very touching.
我们也看到这个孝心啊，还有跟那个爱心啊，真的会触动人心中最深的那个心弦。
And we know that filial piety and love will touch the deepest depth of a person's heart.
为什么您今天这么深爱主耶稣基督呢？
Why is it that we love the Lord so deeply today?
因为我们的主顺服他天父的旨意啊，为我们被钉在十字架上面。
Because our Lord was submissive to the will of our heavenly Father and was crucified on the cross for us.
顺服天父旨意啊，这个就是耶稣的孝。
To be submissive to the will of the Heavenly Father is a filial piety.
为我们死，这个就是耶稣的爱。
And to die for us, this is the showing of God's
love. 所以当耶稣被高举起来，全人类就奔向他了。
And when Jesus was raised up, all mankind went towards him.
所以犹大这样做，他的福气真的很大。
When Judah did thus, his blessing was great.
因为是他改变了整个雅各家庭整个以色列民族的命运呢、啊、
？Because he was able to change the entire history of his genealogy.
说来后来雅各爸爸祝福犹大的时候，给他最大的祝福。
Therefore, when Jacob blessed Judah, he gave him the greatest blessing.
他说以后救世主要从你们的家族出来。
He said the Savior will come from your genealogy.
杖跟圭啊，不会离开你的两脚之间。
And the staff will never depart from your path.
你要蹲下如母狮啊，卧着如公狮啊，你要过着得胜的生活。
and you shall lead a victorious life.
所以今天我们如果守神的诫命，过着爱跟孝的生活，神必纪念。
So today, if we hold on to God's commandment, we lead a life of filial piety and love.
约瑟这样的眼泪一定是记载在神的装在神的皮带里面了。
The tears of Joseph will indeed be carried in God's bottle.
第三次约瑟哭后来是见到父亲。
The third time Joseph wept was when he met his father.
当他跟兄弟相认的时候，就送一辆车到父亲那边去把父亲接来。
After he made himself known to his brothers, he sent back transportation so that his father could come to Egypt.
当父亲搭车来到他这里的时候，他也搭车去迎接他父亲。
When his father was on the car on his way to Egypt, he also met him halfway.
我们来看46章的28节。
Let us read chapter 46, verse 28.
46章28节。
Chapter 46, verse 28.
46章28节。
46, verse 28.
雅各打发犹大先去见约瑟。请派人引路往歌山去，于是他们来到歌山。第二十九节，约瑟套车往歌山去迎接他父亲以色列，及至见了面，就伏在父亲的颈上哭了许久。三十节。以色列对约瑟说，我们既得见你的面，知道你还在，就是死我也甘心了。我们看到约瑟伏在父亲的颈项上哭了好久。
We see that Jacob cried upon the neck. Joseph wept on his father's neck for a very long time.
这个是多久呢？
For how long?
15分钟吗？
Was it 15 minutes?
30分钟吗？
Was it half an hour?
一个小时吗？
Was it an hour?
我们不知道。
We don't know.
我们只知道说他哭了很久。
We just know that he wept for a very long time.
那约瑟也说我看到你，即使我死了，我也心甘情愿了。
And Israel said to Joseph, "Now I can die. Even if I die, I'm okay because I've seen your face."
你看这个父子彼此思念的心从眼泪跟言谈当中表示的淋漓尽致。
We can see the yearning that Israel had for Joseph all these years from the tears and his emotions.
其实当人家儿子们跟约瑟、跟雅各讲说你的儿子还在先让讲，雅各心中冰凉。
When the other brothers told Israel that your son still lives, his heart was not moved.
Wax cold.
His heart was wax cold.
就是他不相信了。
For he did not believe.
他已经冰凉了，他已经对这个孩子死去到现在我们可以从这个句话看出来，他那个思念的心已经深到心中可能再也没有喜乐了。
His heart of yearning for his son was so deep that he had no more joy in his heart.
所以心中冰凉
So his heart was cold.
一个妈妈在死去的孩子坟墓前，她这样祷告，跟孩子这样讲。
A mother once made a prayer before the grave of her child.
她说：“孩子自从你走了之后，妈妈就不再掉眼泪了。”
She said, "Child, after you have departed from me, I no longer shed tears."
这个就是思念孩子的心中冰凉的心呐。
This is the heart of one who yearns for their child so much that their heart has waxed cold.
所以约瑟雅各说：“我再见你的面，我死了我都甘心呐。”
So Israel said, "Now let me die since I've seen your face because you're still alive."
那我相信约瑟伏在爸爸的颈项上面，一定感到很温暖。
And I feel that Joseph, while he was while he fell on his father's neck, felt very warm.
我们很多弟兄姐妹得到圣灵的感觉，应该就是这种感觉。
Many brothers and sisters who have received the Holy Spirit perhaps have the same feeling.
我们好像又回到爸爸的身边怀里面一样。
We feel like we have returned back to the presence of our father.
我们觉得很安全、很平安、很温暖，一种世界上发生什么事情都不再要紧了，因为。我在爸爸的肩上，爸爸跟我在一起。
We feel very secure, protected, comforted, and warm. We don't care what will happen around us because we feel that our father's presence is enough.
小丽读到这里也想到自己的父母亲。
When I read to this verse, I thought about my own parents.
我现在想起来，小弟已经半百了，可是很多人生的事情或者到越老看得越清楚。
And I feel like the older I get, the more clearly I can see certain matters.
我年轻的时候很难了解那个妈妈、爸爸想孩子的心是什么样的心。
When I was young, I did not realize what was the heart of our parents when they yearned for their children.
现在有孩子了，真的比较了解。
But now that I have my own children, I can understand more.
我记得我出国留学的时候。
Remember when I went to the States to study?
我看我妈妈一直哭，一直哭啊。
I saw that my mom continuously shed tears.
我心里就想。
And in my heart, I thought.
为什么妈妈的眼睛像水龙头呢？
Why is my mom's eyes like a faucet?
为什么一打开就没办法停止呢？
Why is it when she opened her eyes, she continued to shed tears?
啊，我看到她一直哭啊。
So I saw her weeping.
后来几年之后啊，她到美国来看我们。
A few years later, she came to the States to visit us.
看到我们，我也看到她眼中充满了眼泪。
And when she saw us, I also saw her, her face filled with tears.
后来小弟去读神学院。
Later, when I went to study at the theological
seminar, 我爸爸跟妈妈都到 El Monte 教会来看我。
My father and my mother came to El Monte Church to visit me.
哦，他们也是一直掉眼泪，一直掉眼泪。
And they again, they continue to shed tears.
我实在是不懂，是不甘吗？是舍不得吗？
And I didn't understand their heart at that time. Was it because they were unwilling to let me go?
啊，现在才了解，那是一个很深的爱啊，表现在眼泪里面。
Now I realize that it is an expression of deep love, surfaced in their tears.
我想这个都是装在神皮带里面的眼泪。
And I feel that all of these tears are tears collected in God's bottle.
约瑟第四次哭呢？是父亲过世了。
The fourth time that Joseph wept was when his father passed away.
我们看五十章的第一节。
Let us read chapter 50, verse 1.
五十章第一节
Chapter 50, verse 1.
约瑟伏在他父亲面上哀哭，以他亲嘴。第二节
Verse 2.
约瑟吩咐他的医生用香料熏他父亲，医生就用香料熏了以色列。约瑟后来年纪大了他也生了病了。
Later, when Israel was advanced in age, he was ill.
这个。可能有没有生病，圣经上没有讲得很清楚。就是，但是呢，我们有看到这个约瑟有为爸爸有一个安排了一位医生就是了。
But we see that Joseph had a physician for his father.
我们看到这个父亲死的时候呢，约瑟伏在他的面上面哭的哀哭啊。
We see that when his father passed away, Joseph fell on his father's face and wept over him.
也亲他的嘴啊。
And he kissed him.
我到如今小弟没有看过一个孩子在死去的家人脸上敢跟一个死去的尸体亲嘴。
Up to this point, I have not seen a child kiss the dead body of their parent.
我就看到这个约瑟真的对父亲非常有情分。
But we see that Joseph was filled with love for his father.
真的，我们亲人过世，我们真的都非常的不舍。
When our beloved
舍不得。
When our beloved ones pass away, our heart is filled with yearning.
虽然我们知道他是到更好的地方。
Even though we know that they have gone to a better place.
我们理智上是可以接受，也可以得安慰。
So logically, we can accept it and we can receive comfort in
that. 但是情感上面呢，我们真的有时候真的很舍不得。
But emotionally, we are very reluctant to let them go.
所以小弟觉得如果真的我们的父母亲过世那一刹那我们可以在他身旁送终这个是何等福气的一件事情。
So I feel that when we are able to be by our bedside when our parents pass away, it is a great blessing.
尤其在这个时代是一个漂流的时代。
Especially in this generation, it is a generation of wandering.
很多长辈其实住在西方的国家，真的他也住不习惯。
Many elderly, even if they live in the West, they are not accustomed to.
所以常常孩子跟父母亲都是过着分开的生活。
Therefore, many times parents and children will live apart.
现在的人说父亲过世要待在旁边，真的是极大的福气。
Therefore, they say it is such a great blessing to be by the bedside of your father.
如果我们父亲年老，我们有机会奉养他们这也是极大的福气。
And if our parents are advanced in age and we are able to take care of them, this is our great blessing.
因为我们有机会趁着我们活着，能够报答双亲的恩典。
For while we are alive, we have the opportunity to repay their love and kindness.
但是常常树欲静风不止，子欲养亲不在。常常我们真的想要尽一份孝心的时候呢， 父母亲已经不在我们身边了。
Many times when we want to show our filial piety, it is when it is too late and our parents are no longer with us.
最后约瑟哭泣，我们来看雅各书的五十章。
Finally, Joseph wept.
雅各书啊，不，对不起，创世纪五十章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 50.
我们从十七节开始来读。
Let us read from verse 17.
后来我们都知道约瑟他养活兄弟的一家了。
We see that Joseph sustained the life of his brother and their households.
兄弟们都是以为这个约瑟是看在父亲的份上面才这样做的。
And the brothers all thought that Joseph did thus on the behalf of their father.
所以当父亲过世的时候，他们做了一些事情。
Therefore, when their father passed away, they did a few things.
创世纪五十章的十七节。
Genesis chapter 50, verse 17.
十七节。
Verse 17.
这个是哥哥们打发仆人对约瑟这样讲
And this is what the messengers of the brothers said to Joseph.
他说你们要对约瑟这样说了，从前你哥哥待你，恶待你，求你饶恕他们的过患和罪恶。如今求你饶恕你父亲之仆人的过患，他们对约瑟说这话，约瑟就哭了。请读。
Thus you shall say to Joseph, I beg you, please forgive the trespass of your brothers and their sins, for they did evil to you. Now please forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of your father. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him.
约瑟哭的时候，不晓得心里在想什么。
When Joseph wept, we do not know what he was thinking in his heart.
但是我想一定又再一次的触动他的心弦吧。
But I'm sure that he was moved.
哥哥真的很怕他。
His brothers were afraid of him.
这个全地还是这么样的一个饥荒在。
And there was still a famine in the land.
如果哥哥真的把我们赶走了，我们的孩子，我们的孙子要靠什么吃饭呢？
The brothers thought, if we are cast out of the land, then how will we sustain our households?
本来有爸爸在看在爸爸的面子上还有安全感。
Before, father was there, and so they felt secure because of their father.
那如今怎么办呢？你会不会利用这个机会来报复我们呢？
But now, father is gone. Will you take this opportunity to take revenge upon us?
我想约瑟听到这句话，他心中感触非常的多
I think when Joseph heard these words,He was filled with emotions.
我想他的感想是在十八节之后讲得出来
And I think he revealed what he was thinking from verse 18 forward.
十八节
verse 18.
他的哥哥们又来俯伏在他面前说：“我们是你的仆人，你不要，我们不敢做你的兄弟了，你就当仆人，让我们有饭吃就可以了。”
His brothers also went and fell down before his face, and they said, "We are your servants."We don't need to be your brothers. Let us just be your servants.
十九节
Verse 19.
约瑟对他们说：“不要怕了。”
Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid."
我岂能够代替神呢？
For am I in the place of God?
没有错了
It is true.
二十节
Verse 20.
从前你们的意思，这是真的要害我的啦。
But as for me, you meant evil against me.
但是神的意思是好的。
But God meant it for good.
要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
In order to bring it about as it is this day to save many people.
所以我实在是你们卖的没有错啦。
So it was okay for you to sell me.
但是实在是神差遣我来的。
For it was God who has brought me.
如果你们不卖我，
if you do not sell me,
我们家怎么可能还有今日的光景呢？
Then how will our household be sustained?
我们今天怎么可能还活着呢？
How can we still be alive?
实在是神差我来的。
It was indeed God who has brought me here.
二十一节。
So verse 21.
现在你们不要害怕。
Now therefore do not be afraid.
我必养活你们和你们的妇人孩子。
I will provide for you and your little ones.
约瑟就用亲爱的话安慰他。
Joseph said words of kindness to comfort
them. 所以我在想约瑟这些话让他想起哥哥们这些话让约瑟想起过去这一段的生命其实都是神慈神爱所的带领。
And I think the words of Joseph's brother made him think about his past and how it was truly the loving kindness of God's guidance.
原来我这十几年来的痛苦辛苦每一步都是神恩惠的安排。
All of my sufferings for the past few years were actually the guidance of God.
我们原来人是活在神的计划、神的经纶下面。
Originally, we lived under the plan of God.
我们今天来到伊丽莎白。
Today we come to Elizabeth.
我们移民到美国。
We have emigrated to the States.
其实也是神的经纶、神的安排、大计划下面的。
This is all according to God's guidance and all under His great plan.
其实约瑟他们知道吗？
Did Joseph know this?
早在好久以前，神就跟亚伯兰这样讲。
Many years ago, God said to Abraham.
他说：“你的后代啊，要聚居在外邦人的地啊。”
Your descendants shall dwell in the land of the Gentiles.
并且要在那边住四百年。
And they shall live there for 400 years.
在那边到第四代呢，我要把他们带领出来，离开埃及地啊。
But unto the fourth generation, I shall bring them out of the land of Egypt.
所以神对这个家早就有一个完美的计划。
So for this family, God has already a beautiful plan.
迦南人是很坏的人呢。
The Canaanites were evil people.
如果读圣经，他们坏到乱伦，坏到整个地都污秽了。
And if we read the Bible, we know that they were so evil in their intent that the entire land was defiled.
但是神说他们的罪恶还没有满哦。
But God said their sin was not yet full.
我要把你们带下去，直到他们罪恶满了，你们要上来啊，来替我实行审判。
I will bring you there, and when their sin is full, I will bring you out so that you could cast judgment on them for me.
所以原来人的生命啊，真的就是神手中的一个棋子而已哦。
So our life is just a chess in the hand of God.
有一个下棋的人。
There is someone who will move the pieces.
那就是我们天上的神。
And it is our heavenly God.
所以圣经讲，我们的寿数跟疆界都是在神的手中。
So the Bible tells us all of our future are in the hands of God.
所以想到过去神这样的一个带领，原来神是我们生命的一个 provider， 一个保护者，一个带领者，一个提供者。我们的眼泪啊，不禁啊，就会掉下来。
So we think of our past, we realize that God was our provider, and we will shed tears.
原来我们的生命都有神的带领跟保存。
Indeed, our life has the protection of God.
有个弟兄啊，离开自己的故乡很久了。
There's a brother who has left his hometown for many years.
后来有机会又回到自己的地方去啊。
And when he had the opportunity, he was able to return.
他回到自己的故居啊，以前住过的地方。
Oh, and he returned back to the places that he had dwelt in.
哇，那个树长那么高了。
And he thought, wow, that tree has grown so large.
想到这几年来啊，出去再回来啊，这个环境的变化。
And he thought of the changes in his environment when he left home and then when he came back.
然后赶快打电话给他太太。
He made a phone call to his wife.
哎，我们旧家还在呢。
He said, "Our old house is still here."
那个树真的变得好高喽。
And that tree is so large now.
讲着讲着，他泪水也掉下来了。
And as he was speaking, he began to shed tears.
太太不知道。
His wife did not know.
因为他心里在想过一个景象浮到眼前。
Because he had thought of a memory that surfaced.
哇，离开这段时间再回来，这一段路啊，充满了神恩惠跟慈爱的带领。
When he departed from home and on the journey back, God really guided him.
我想这种感恩的眼泪应该是装在神的皮带里面吧。
And I feel that these tears of thanksgiving are also gathered in God's bottle.
诸位弟兄姐妹，您上次什么时候掉眼泪的？
Brothers and sisters, when was the last time you have shed tears?
您觉得我们活在这个世代的人呢，已经没有眼泪了？
Do you feel that the humans of this world no longer have any tears?
我们的学问很大。
Our education is great.
我们的经历很多。
And our experience is many.
沧海桑田，我们什么没有看过呢？
Is there anything in this world that we have not yet seen?
所以我们的心呢，好像被这个过去的事情，好像被文明、被事情践踏到。我们已经好像没有什么感觉了。
Therefore, our heart is frozen. It feels like we no longer have any emotion.
即使我们有感觉啊，因为我们是现代人，所以一定要把它压抑起来。
Even if we do feel feelings, we are a modern person. Therefore, we
will suppress our feelings. 其实，实际上讲，我们几次流离，几次掉泪，都会装在神的皮带里面。
But God tells us all of our wanderings and tears will be gathered in His bottle.
上礼拜在 RHTS 有个传道对学生讲一个故事。
Last week in RHTS, a minister told a story to the students.
你知道接触的学生很多人跟父母亲都处得不是很好。
We know many GA2 students do not have good relationship with their parents.
所以一个传道就跟他们讲
So a minister said to them.
一个高中生这个对生命不是很在乎。
There's a high school student who didn't care much about his life.
妈妈跟他讲什么，他一定会讲 I don't care, I don't know, I don't care.
When his mom said anything to him, his response would be, I don't know, I don't care.
有一次啊，考试真的考得很不好啊，妈妈看到他的成绩单了。
One time he had a very bad score on his exam and his mom saw his exam score.
妈妈就说他两句，骂了他一下。
And his mother scolded him.
It's her, huh?
Oh, his mother scolded her.
他这个一生气啊，就离家出走，好几天就不回家了。
She was so angry that she left home and she did not return for many days.
就变成 street girl, 就在街上晃来晃去，随便找地方睡这样子。
So she became a street girl. She was homeless for a few days.
这几天没吃饭，肚子很饿啊。
She didn't eat for many days, so she was very hungry.
看到就是到这个一个饭馆，人家在卖面呢、啊。我看到那个卖面的，哇，那眼睛一直看，一直看，一直流口水啊。
So she went to a restaurant and she saw someone selling noodles, and she kept looking at the noodles till she started to salivate.
那个老板就想说，一看就知道了，哎，这个小孩子一定是翘家的。
And the owner of the store knew that she was someone who had left home.
就一碗面给她吃了，不跟她收钱了。
So the owner gave her a bowl of noodles and did not take money from her.
这个小女孩啊，边吃边掉眼泪啊！哎呀，太多天没有吃饭了。
And so while this sister was eating, while this girl was eating, she started to shed tears, for she was hungry for many days.
谢谢叔叔，谢谢叔叔啊
！And she kept saying, "Thank you, thank you."
到时候不晓得怎么表达谢意，跪下来说谢谢叔叔啊！你真的是我的大恩人呐、啊、
！And she didn't know how to thank him even more, so she knelt down and said, thank you to the owner. You really saved me."
她说：“我妈妈如果像你这样就好了啦。”
And she said, "If my mom was as..." kind as you are, then it would be all right.
那个叔叔就跟他讲啊。
But the owner of the store said to her,
凭你这句话，我就应该把你的面抢过来，拿过来。
Because you have said this, I should take back the bowl of noodles that you have.
我们是陌生人，我见你一面给你一碗吃，你就感激了这个样子。Hey, 你妈妈从小到大给你吃过几碗面呢？
We are strangers. I only gave you a bowl of noodles, and you are so grateful to me. Since you are young, how many bowls of noodles have your mother given to you?
有学生啊，听到这样的故事啊。
When the student heard this story,
其实他们对父母亲很多很多很叛逆。
Many of them are looked down upon their parents.
他们真的有很多感触。
They have many feelings.
但是小弟也注意到啊，他们就是啊不让眼泪掉下来。
But I noticed that none of them would let themselves shed tears.
我们是现代的人。
For we are modern people.
我们生活在一个相当艰苦的环境。
And we dwell in a place filled with hardships.
我们都要把自己的胸膛挺得高高的。
Therefore, we feel that we have to hold our head high.
我们要告诉我们的环境，我是一个刚强的人。
We have to tell our environment we are very strong people.
我不可以哭，我不可以掉眼泪。
Therefore, I cannot cry. I cannot shed tears.
其实我们几次流离啊，几次辛苦啊，神都记在生命册上面。
But actually, all of our sorrows, our sufferings, and our tears will be recorded in the book of life.
因为我们是他所爱的。
For we are his beloved.
他将我们的眼泪装在他的皮带里面。
He has collected our tears in his bottle.
来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
436首。
436.
们现在还有这个高中班的神训班、啊、在喜乐坡教会举行。
We still have the、Regional High School Theological Seminar in the Hillsboro Church.、
啊、今天晚上开始，我们、E2 跟这个 J1 的学生也会到喜乐坡教会去报道。
Beginning this evening, the E2 and J1 students will also arrive to register.、
啊、我们请弟兄姐妹能够为我们的小朋友来祷告。
We ask all the brothers and sisters to pray for our students.
尤其这次我们可能、我们有将近30位的小弟兄小姐妹、啊、都还没有得到圣灵。
Especially at this time, there are about 30 younger brothers and sisters who have not received the Holy Spirit.
所以我们、要特地的、来求主耶稣、降下恩雨。
We have to pray to God, ask God to rain down showers of blessing.
愿主耶稣、啊、也能够可以改变、啊啊、孩子们的生命。
May the Lord Jesus change the lives of these students.
我们发觉到在这个时代、教养孩子越来越困难。
We discover that in this generation, it is becoming harder and harder to rear our children.
我也这边呼吁父母亲呢，你的孩子、在大学之前呢，你一定不要给他 laptop 比较好。
Brothers and sisters, before your children goes to college, it is better not to give them a laptop.
如果你要让他上网、你给他一个 desktop 比较好。
If you want them to go on the internet, then it's better to provide them a desktop.
因为 desktop 你可以放在客厅、
Because you could put the desktop in the living room.
也可以放在厨房、
Or you could put it in the kitchen.
你什么时候让孩子在自己的房间上网，尤其18岁之前呢、你实在释放一个很大的重担、在他的身上。
When you allow your students, children before the age of 18 to go on the internet in their own rooms, you're putting a great burden upon them.
我小弟觉得这是非常不负责任的做法。
And I feel it is a very unresponsible thing to do.
因为你把孩子、放在一个很大的试探下面。
For you're placing your children under a great temptation.
所以我们发现到、这个我们的孩子来到教会、越难越、进到这个灵里的深处。
We discover when the children come to church, it is harder and harder for them to enter into the spiritual realm.
因为我们这个时代肮脏的东西都已经进到我们的卧室里面来了。
Because all of these defiled things of the world have entered into their rooms.
所以我们需要借着这个长期的、这种训练跟祷告来洁净、孩子的心。
Therefore, we need continual training and prayer in order to purify the hearts of
the
children.
我们也需要你的带导。
We also need your prayers.
让我们的孩子生命在神的爱一个感动下面呢，可以更新，可以改变。
So the life of your children under the love of God can be renewed and can be changed.
我们在两个礼拜、之后、礼拜三晚上开始，我们这边有灵恩布道会。
And starting from Wednesday, we will have evangelical services.
这是下下礼拜、
In 2 weeks' time.
小弟觉得这个是我们地方教会最大的事工，最大的善工。
I feel that it is the greatest holy work of the local church.
在以色列古代的百姓啊，他们每年都要去、耶路撒冷守节期。
In the olden times, the、Israelites had to go to observe the festivals.
他们甚至要在那边住在帐篷里面，在那边听圣经。在那边、能够信仰得到一个充实跟恢复。
They had to dwell in tabernacles. They had to listen to the word of God, and it was at that time that their spiritual life was cultivated.、
所以一年这两次的灵恩布道会、其实是我们每位弟兄姐妹灵性复苏最好的时刻。
Therefore, the spiritual convocation that occurs only twice a year is our greatest chance for spiritual revival.
我们每个人都很爱神。
Each one of us loves God very much.
我们怎么表现出我们真的很爱神呢？
But how can we show that we love God very much?
如果你不晓得有其他方法，就是来支援礼拜三晚上到礼拜六晚上、这种布道会的一种善工。
If you do not know how to show God your love, then at least you can support the evangelical services and spiritual convocations starting Wednesday evening.
布道会就是在打仗。
For an evangelical service is a battle.
那是抢救灵魂的时间。
It is a time where we are battling for the soul.
那是跟世界、跟魔鬼拔河的时间。
It is a time when we battle with Satan and with the world.
所以多一次、多一双祷告的手啊，神的家就多一份力量。
If there is one additional hands of prayer, then the house of God has that one additional strength.
你可以想象啊，我们的朋友来到我们的当中啊，来求道。
You can think of your friends or our friends coming to church seeking.
但是里面呢，冷冷清清的。
But the church is cold.
没有什么人来。
There is no one that came.
他们心中会怎么想？
What will their hearts think?
你们说你们的教会是真实的。
You say that your church is true.
为什么你们的信徒都不来呢？
But how come none of your members are here?
所以我们求主耶稣的爱感动我们弟兄姐妹的心。
Therefore, we pray that the love of God may move the hearts
如果可以啊,
brothers and sisters.
请你来加入这个打战的行列。
If you're able, please come and join the battlefield.
能够来帮忙拔河。
Please come and help to, to pull the tug of war.
求主耶稣在这边彰显他的荣耀。
May God show his glory in this place.
其实啊, 真的我们每个人都不能做什么。
In actuality, none of us can do anything.
教会要这个圣工要兴旺啊，一定要靠神。
If we want the holy work to revive, then we need to rely upon God.
我们请看使徒行传的第四章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 4.
使徒行传第四章。
Acts chapter 4.
我们要来祷告，请大家做这样的祷告。
When we pray, let us all make this prayer.
我们呢，应该大胆的这样祷告。
We need to pray with confidence.
我们来看《使徒行传》第四章。
Let us read Acts chapter 4.
29节开始哈。
Starting from verse 29.
他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察，请读。
Now, Lord, look on their threats.
一面叫仆人大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病。
And grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal.
并且使神迹奇事因你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。
And that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus.
31节。
Verse 31.
祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness.
我们常常不敢祷告，也不曾这样祷告，求神啊，伸出他的手来施行神迹奇事。
Many times we are afraid to pray, or we have never prayed in this manner, that we ask God to stretch out his hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done.
因你圣仆耶稣的名啊，真的可以行出来。
That through the name of your holy servant Jesus, all these things can be done.
所以我们在这边呼吁，请求弟兄姐妹做这样的祷告。
Therefore, we encourage all the brothers and sisters to make this kind of a prayer.
你有生病的朋友吗？
Do you have friends that are ill?
你把他带到教会。
Bring them to the church.
愿主耶稣伸出他全能的手。
May the Lord Jesus stretch out his powerful hand.
能够医治他们。
And to heal them.
你有忧伤心灵的朋友吗？
Do you have friends that are grieved in their hearts?
我们这样来祷告。
Then let us pray in this
manner. 你把他带过来。
Bring them here.
求主耶稣让他们可以得到安慰。
Pray that the Lord Jesus will give them comfort.
神的名是大有能力的。
The name of the Lord Jesus is filled with power.
只是我们没有信心而已。
It is only that we do not have faith.
灵恩布道会，什么叫做灵恩布道会？
What does it mean, a spiritual evangelical service?
灵恩，我们叫灵恩，就是神的恩惠啊，属灵的恩惠要大降的一个时刻。
It is a time when the grace of God will be poured down upon us.
所以我们要祈求神啊，大大的带来的降下恩雨，降下灵恩呢、啊。
Therefore, we must pray to the Lord that He will pour down the showers of blessing.
我们也要勇敢的去邀请我们的朋友来这边尝神主恩的滋味。
We also need to be courageous to invite our friends to taste the glory of God.
能够在这边荣耀神的圣名，高举神的圣名。
So that we can glorify God and raise up His holy name.
我们要为这件事情来同心合意祷告。
We should pray for this matter in one accord.
求神自己高举自己荣耀自己的圣名。
May the Lord Himself glorify His name.
要接受按手祷告的不要客气，可以到前面来。
If you'd like to receive the laying of hands, please come to the front.
我们请执事来帮我们祷告。
And we will ask the deacons to pray with us.
我们一起同心祷告20分钟。
Let us pray together for 20 minutes.